Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I'm NES Addict.
And yeah, it's summertime now, Jay.
It's officially summer. I don't know what your weather is like there, but it has been raining nonstop here for like the last 3 days.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, it was sunny out. It was a little chilly. I don't think anyone was in the water. I went to the beach with my daughter. I have a little stroller with almost like bicycle tires.
Okay.
So I could go running on the boardwalk. So I was doing that, and, you know, I had a tank top on, but it felt good in the sun. Yeah. I wasn't about to jump in the water, though, but
yeah,
hopefully it'll warm up a little bit more. I guess once we hit July, usually July and August are probably the warmest here in Connecticut.
Sure. Yeah, usually it's like blazing here now, but I don't know what this rain's all about, but I'm not digging it.
Well, it gives you a good excuse to stay inside and play some video games.
I guess so. Yeah. or record some more for, you know, since I'm trying to start the channel back up.
That's right. I did see you finally were posting the shorts videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to do one a day. I should probably did one before we hopped on here, but oh well. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I have the same luck Russ has. And for all of you that don't know, I've seen Russ been posting his car once a day until it goes viral. So make it happen.
someone did leave a comment because I've been posting photos of the car. So I'll post on Twitter, the YouTube community page, and Instagram and Facebook. And then someone had left a comment saying that your car already went viral on TikTok with like this one here, you know, this video. And I was like, yeah, but I was hoping like a photo would go viral. Like,
yeah,
video seems easier, but I always see these pictures of other like video game themed cars. Like it'd be like a Pikachu. It's like a yellow car with like a one Pikachu sticker on it or something stupid. It's like 50,000 shares and likes. And I'm like, all my photos I've been posting past 12 days maybe got like 20 likes or something.
Well, you got like 348 days to go.
Right. Well, I don't know.
however many.
I don't know if I'm going to go all year, but.
Come on. Yes, you will.
I will say for shorts, Jay's been posting his shorts on YouTube. One of my shorts on my YouTube channel with my car has hit 25 million views.
Dang, that's a ton of views.
Because my channel just hit 50 million views. And I'm like, literally 40 million views of that is easily just shorts.
Yeah, YouTube's not fair.
Because I've been on YouTube for like 12, 13 years. So that's all my views from 12, 13 years combined.
Right.
And I think in the last year, I've gotten a majority of them.
Yeah, you did inspire me to start working on some shorts. So, it's the same formula as my TikTok.
It makes sense. If you're posting it on TikTok and it's the vertical format and you said like you didn't really have time to do full content on YouTube, I'm like, well, post these shorts. It's the same format. Throw it up there. You may get some subscribers from that.
And then I record them separately. So that way the watermark isn't on there.
So. Well, what I would do is just, because usually when I do the shorts, I'll either, you know, use my phone to record it or
I use my Canon camera
and then I'm editing it in Final Cut.
See, I don't edit anything in Final Cut. It's all done with the phone.
This way, I mean, I guess, yeah, you can edit in your phone, but not using any of the apps. So it's a clean video. So then I just go open TikTok. I upload it there. I open YouTube, upload it there. And Instagram.
I make my video with TikTok. I just open TikTok, hit record, says who remembers whatever random game I'm holding.
Right.
And then however much gameplay makes the cut. And that's it. That's all I've done. Super lazy. I give it. Cause David was like, here, use this thing. It'll help erase your watermark. But like I was building it through TikTok. So it wasn't like I was recording it with my Canon or like filming it with my phone and editing it outside of TikTok. It's all been internal. So it's anyway, so it's fine. It's an extra 2 minutes of work, you know, whatever.
Fair enough.
Super lazy.
I will say, you sent me a video. You did finally beat Metroid Dread.
I beat Metroid Dread. It felt really good. I was so happy to finally got that out of the way. And, Ravenbeak, his first form I felt was definitely the hardest. His second form was much easier. And mm-hmm. it's third form. It's like the second try I beat it.
Right. Because then you end up just getting so powered up and all that.
Yeah. And then the ending was very cool. I thought the ending was amazing. I won't spoil it for anybody who hasn't beat it yet, but it's very cool. And so now I think what's next on the list is Luigi's Mansion 3.
Okay.
Or I was talking to a buddy of mine that I work with tonight about BioShock Infinite. And I have the BioShock trilogy on Switch, so maybe I'll try that next.
Ooh, yeah, I really enjoyed the BioShock series. I only just played it when it came out on PlayStation with the collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really enjoyed it. Luigi's Mansion 3, not so much.
You didn't like it?
I forced myself to beat it just because I haven't beaten any of them.
Oh.
I wish it was just more of, you're just going through the house, shooting the ghosts, and like, that's it. There's so many puzzles. It would almost be every room I would get to, I would get stuck and have to look up, how do you complete this room?
Right.
And like, just to progress. So gotcha. I didn't have lots a great of puzzles. Time with it. Yeah. But BioShock, I mean, Infinite is definitely different from the first two. Obviously, the first two take place in Rapture.
Right.
Under the water. And then Infinite, you're in the sky.
Yeah. So
definitely different vibe.
Yeah, the first one I played like 2008, 2009, 2010, somewhere around in there on my Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. Loved the storyline. As a matter of fact, it made my top 10 favorite games of all time. Or maybe favorite games wasn't the right way to describe that video, but maybe more like influential. I don't know. I just thought the original one was very tricky and interesting how the story developed. But I played a little bit of the second one, but not much. But my friend said that the third one can almost be played as a standalone without really knowing much about the first two. So anyway.
Well, you're playing on the collection, right? You said.
Yep. Yep.
So what's great, because I did it on the collection as well. So you do get all the DLC. And once you do beat the game, there is DLC for Infinite.
Okay.
Where you do go to Rapture.
Oh, sweet.
And you go the night prior, like it's like New Year's Eve before everything goes to like hell, or like everything gets messed up.
So I think, crap hits the fan.
Right. And I thought that was really awesome. Like you do these little missions in there, and it was cool to see it. Like they had like, you know, waiters walking around, and he's like, oh, you want me to light your cigarette? And he's like, you know, fire comes out his hand.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, that's what the guys were using their, you know, elixir or whatever powers.
Their Adam.
Yeah, and I was like, that's pretty neat.
That's funny.
But yeah, after I completed that series, I dove into like hundreds of YouTube lore videos and like what was going on, and I would just watch them. They'd be like, you know, hours long, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
I want to know more. Like they should definitely do a TV series of that. If they're doing Fallout and Last of Us,
yeah, worked, like, I would totally watch BioShock. Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
But that first story was just so captivating. There was this one specific scene, and for those of you that played it, I'll just say, would you kindly? And I thought, that scene just blew my mind. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't played it, but I recommend the original BioShock. It's so cool. I played it on Xbox. Apparently, Russ played it on PlayStation.
Right. I was going to say, would you kindly hit that subscribe button?
Yes, right.
I was going to play it on, so I did buy it on PS3 and I had popped it in and I was playing a little bit and I was like, well, you know what, on PS4, like it's out, it's been out for a while. I think I got it used for like, you know, $15
right.
or something. So I was like, let me just all play it on that.
Yeah.
And I think I streamed most of it too. So maybe on the channel, a deep dive, I probably have me live streaming those, and I played it on a, you know, an easier level.
Yeah. What happened for me was last year I was making that video and I needed to record some footage for it, and I found it on like Switch Online, like the whole collection. Now it wasn't, you know, it was a digital download, but it was like $19 or something like that. So I got all three games. I figured $20 for three games, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I will say, we're
less
talking,
than $10 a game.
We're talking collections. We can dial it up. I'm sure most people seen. Did you get to watch the Nintendo Direct?
So I saw that Sean Long had made a video about it, and I almost watched his video. Sorry, Sean, I didn't, because I was like, well, why don't I just watch the actual direct? So I basically took my finger and held down the little button. And
Yeah, that's what I did.
And I was like, okay, that's coming out. That's coming out. Okay. What was the thing that you were most excited about out of all that?
Probably Mario Wonderful.
Okay.
Super Mario Wonderful.
Was it just Wonder? Was it
Mario maybe Wonder? Yeah, it's Wonder, not Wonderful. It will be a wonderful game when it comes
there
out.
You go.
Just because it's a straight, like, old school platformer, reminded me of new Super Mario Bros. On the Wii, basically.
Right, that's kind of what it reminded me of, too, when I saw it.
But they did have a lot of collections that they announced.
I was actually surprised and somewhat excited, even though I already owned two out of three of the games, that Batman was coming to the Switch.
Right, that's what I was going to talk. Like, I've played, again, Batman on PlayStation, all the Arkham games, and they were fantastic. And I'm like, who hasn't played these games now? Like, okay, you're coming to the Switch, but, like, the graphics obviously going to be less than what PlayStation can handle and all that. But I guess if you never played the games, sure.
Definitely. Yeah, see, I played it on Xbox 360, but the first one I was obsessed with. The second one was really good. I'm surprised I didn't get the third one, but...
Yeah, Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I didn't get Arkham Knight. That's the only one I've never played.
It's a pretty good one. I really enjoyed the story of that one. And I played it... I believe I did PS4 for the first one, but the second one I actually played on the Wii U.
Okay.
Because they had like Armored Edition. It was like slightly different. And I did like it on the Wii U because then you're using the Wii U gamepad.
Right.
You can see your like map and this and that. So I really, really enjoyed those games for sure. They got that collection coming out, and they also have the Metal Gear Solid collection coming out.
Yeah, I never played any of the Metal Gear games other than the NES one.
Right. I played the one on PlayStation a little bit and didn't get far. So it comes with that one and the two after that. It does come with both NES games, Metal Gear and Snake's Revenge.
Nice.
And it does come with two other ones that are like, I can't remember the system. It might be the ZX Spectrum. I believe it was like before the NES or.
Okay. Weird.
It was originally on that. And it does come with two of the graphic novels that I guess came out.
That's cool.
So I'm like, it's a pretty good collection. You get a lot of games in that. Yeah. Digital only? I don't know. Like, are they going to have a physical release of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we don't know about that. And then they announced the new Pikmin game.
Yeah.
And you can get now Pikmin 1 and 2 on Switch.
I've never played any of the Pikmins. I don't know, even have the foggiest idea what it's about. Just
It's a puzzle. Bugs. Like a puzzle game, essentially. Puzzle adventure game, I guess you could call it. Yeah, the first two were on GameCube. And then with another GameCube, 3DS game they jumped up to, Luigi's Mansion Dark Side of the Moon, they'll be remastering for the Switch.
Yeah.
Which I was like, Which again, I didn't beat Luigi's Mansion on GameCube or on the 3DS.
So yeah, I never played either of those either. So 3 is going to be the first one I get through too. Now, I will also mention that I saw they updated Mario RPG. And that looked kind of rad.
Right. That's the big thing that's been hitting the internet today. Everyone was super excited for that. And that makes me think, okay, they're working with Square Enix again. Super Mario RPG 2 in the works, maybe?
Maybe.
Like,
get you fired up. Remaster the first one, get you fired up for part 2.
Right. Right. So we'll see. Fingers crossed if that comes out. I imagine. Is that going to be digital only too? Or are we going to get a physical release of that? I feel like that would only be digital.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe it's going to be one of those, like, is it going to be a $60 game or one of those like $40 games that come out where it's like,
yeah, I don't know. But hey, it reminds me of something I saw this week on the internet. And it makes me want to ask you this question. Did you get that collection with, Mario 64 and Mario, was it Mario Sunshine? And there was another one.
Yes,
was
like yes.
You got that collection?
Yeah, it was Mario 64, Mario Galaxy, and
that's it.
Sunshine.
Yeah, so I never got it, but apparently it's like going up in price. So
yeah, I think I seen. I'm
glad you snagged it.
Right, I got it when it came out. What's his name? Phoenix Resale. I think he was talking about it. How it's like in the hundreds of dollars, like who would have known? What
shut up pretty quick. I mean, it's only been out like a year or two.
Right.
But I guess it was a limited quantity, which they did kind of let you know that. I don't know. Part of me is like, I'm going to go to Best Buy and see if one just happens to be still on the shelf, but probably isn't at this point.
Could be. I mean, you might be able to order it from a different Best Buy and have it shipped to you or something like that.
Yeah. Surely somebody's got to have one laying around somewhere for original price.
Hopefully. There was a question someone had post for topics. If you guys have any topics, you can certainly give us a call or leave a comment, 949-682-9277. And this was a topic that I know I didn't have much to participate in or go to, but
right, elaborate on,
but I thought maybe we can do it in here. And Mateo says computer games used to play as kids, he suggested. So I don't know how many computer games you played as a kid, Jay.
I remember like being in computer class at school, and like whenever we got done, we could just like, it was like just a coloring game, like a fill-in, like you just point and click and fill it in, almost like a Mario Paint type thing.
Okay.
That and you know, everybody talks about Oregon Trail. I don't ever remember playing that ever. I don't think I ever played Oregon Trail.
Right. I don't think I did either. Yeah.
Even though it's like a super classic 80s kid thing to say, I would be lying to you if I said I played it. I do remember playing Doom,
mm-hmm.
like when it came out in like the mid 90s.
Okay.
Or Wolfenstein 3D. Or was it just Wolfenstein?
It might have been just Wolfenstein, yeah.
And then I was a huge hockey fan. I mean, still am. And I remember my mom bought me a couple hockey games that were supposed to run on the computer.
Okay.
I don't know if my computer just wasn't powerful enough or if I was too stupid to figure it out, but I don't think I ever got any of those to run. Which is funny because did you see My Retro Life's newest video?
No.
It was about computer gaming.
Oh, wow. Like, how about
like,
that?
His uncle had bought him some computer games because, like, you know, like he typically wasn't a computer gamer. He considers himself a console gamer, which
right.
So do I. But yeah, not many at all. I mean, probably the one I remember playing most was Wolfenstein or Doom.
Right. And like you said, almost I played most of these in school. So like Math Blaster, it was like typical. OK, we went to the library and they wheeled out the computer in the cart. And you got some few minutes on the computer there. I do remember when I was in middle school playing Wolfenstein, though, in the computer lab in there. And I was like, what is this? Like, whoa.
I actually played those at home.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Doom I had. I'm surprised my mom bought me that, but she did.
Oh, it's a Christian actually worked. Game, though. so I brought that up. It's a Christian game, right? You're fighting demons.
You're fighting Satan.
So. Nothing more.
Get away from me, Satan. That's right.
But the main thing would be like you said, maybe I didn't really have a good computer. I got a hand-me-down computer that was so old. I do remember playing Mega Man on it, though.
Wow.
Man computer game. And it was so awkward because obviously you're used to an NES controller. Now I'm using arrow pads and something to like jump and.
Yeah, who does
it's
that?
So awkward.
It's just not for me.
And I think it only had four stages, and it was a weird color scheme. So I definitely remember playing that. Yeah,
give me a controller.
So much easier. And my mind was blown when they had those like fake PlayStation controllers with the USB thing, and you can plug it in. Mm-hmm. Or it was even before that, I had the ones that were like the weird coaxial with the screw that would go in before USB.
Oh my god, I don't even remember that.
And I'm like, how do we get this to work? But I remember going to CompUSA was a store. I don't mm-hmm. know if they had that in the South. Computer store Comp.
I think it's Remember. I feel like I remember it.
And seeing the computer games, you know, the boxes were so much bigger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd always read them. And I think I convinced my dad to get me the game Shadow Man.
Weird.
Which did come out on, I think, N64. And a few other stuff, but I couldn't run it on this computer that I had because it was so old. So I never got to experience it. You know, I get to look at the back of the box and I was like, this looks kind of cool. Like this would be neat to play.
What kind of computer did you have?
Oh, I can't even remember the first one I had. I'm unsure, but when it was like time to buy a computer for the house, I got a Gateway.
Okay. Ours was an Acer. ACER. It was like,
still, I see laptops with that still. So
it was some kind of a weird forest green. I don't know. It was, it looked really cool. It was actually brand new, but knowing my mom, she probably bought the cheapest one she could find that was brand new because she was like a penny pincher. So it was probably like underpowered, you know?
I'll take 1 gigabyte of RAM.
But we could get on AOL, you know?
Oh, right, right.
Hear all the crazy noises.
Yeah, because with AOL, I would go on my friend's account. Like, he added me to that. So after school, I would go to his house. We would sign on and hang out there. So it wasn't until I finally got the gateway computer I could have my own. I had enough AOL discs saved up to get 10 million hours.
I used to go in chat rooms and just try to say the weirdest thing I could think of, like just like the strangest, most awkward sentence I could think of, and then just try to
and just get a reaction.
Yep, exactly. I was the original troll.
Jay's like, I got this thing. I'm gonna do.
I got this thing.
It'll catch on.
I got this idea. I'm just gonna troll people. Remember, fair people enough. Would write ASL, age, that's sex, what I was location? Saying.
You just jump in a chat. ASL, where's everyone at? Oh, my God, you're in my town.
Let me talk to some 14-year-old girls who are probably really 45-year-old men. another podcast.
We did meet up with some ladies that were a few towns over from them, and they were ladies. They weren't, men.
Good.
We met up. I was so surprised, you know, someone being in my own. Because with the chat rooms, I don't think you could really... Like, there was no filter of, like,
right.
I want to talk to Connecticut single girls or whatever, right. You know, it is. It was just like, okay, you go to AOL, music, and this, like, and yeah. Just everyone's chatting.
Yep, chatting it up. Chat rooms.
Do you remember, what was the show? This reminds me. It was on MTV.
Okay.
And while the music videos were playing, you can go into, like, the chat. And then your text or whatever can go on screen.
I was about to say Total Request Live. That's TRL. I don't think that was
right. It. I don't think it was that. I want to say it was something similar to that show.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting though.
And it was like super hard to get into that chat room. Like you had to like, you know, oh, show's coming on at 4. I got to get in there at whatever 3:55 and keep hitting enter like to try to get in because only whatever 30 people could fit or how it was back then.
Speaking of MTV, Russ, weren't you on an MTV show?
I was.
Quiet Library or something like that?
I was on an MTV show called Silent Library. It was, I think it was season 2. The episode is still on YouTube up there. Me and a few of my friends, yeah, and it aired. And I went to Walmart the next day. I was like in line and some lady was like, were you on MTV last night? And I was like, yep, that was me.
That's awesome.
I had red glasses on and a purple shirt. So it stood out.
Did they pay
much.
You?
Yeah, we got paid. I got about $1,000.
No way.
We had to go to New York City twice.
Did you have to fill like out something to do it?
Yeah. Well, so the reason I got on it was my friend Joe Heafy was in the city walking around and they were looking to cast people. And he was in a band and they said bands make good teammates for the show. So gotcha. He had to eat a ice cream cone, but it wasn't ice cream, it was mayonnaise.
Oh, gross.
So like he did that and then they're like, okay, you're good, like we'll give you a call. So they got the go ahead. So it was his bandmates, but you need 2 backup players in case something happens.
Gotcha.
And so they asked me to go and I said okay. So I went down and then one of their main players that was on the show failed the background check, so he wasn't able to go on. So I got bumped.
You got bumped in.
Yeah. So going, I was just going to get $200 just for sitting in the back room doing nothing. But then I got bumped to the being actually on the show and I made, you know, it was like, maybe it was like $1,100.
What did you spend that money on, Russ?
Funny enough. I wish it went to something awesome.
Oh, God. What was it?
I was modding the Mario Kart car as I did back in the Mario Kart car version 1. And I had no back seats in it because I took them out, going to put speakers and stuff. And so I was putting an amplifier in and I was like, well, I got to secure the amplifier. It's going to rock around. So I drilled it in to the floor while I drilled in to my gas tank.
Oh, no.
So it threw a code. We brought it to Toyota and they're like, you need a new gas tank. There's a hole in it. So that cost about $1,000.
Hey. I guess on the bright side, you had an extra $1,000 to spend.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
So
that's hilarious. I'm glad you have a funny story to go along with that.
Yeah. So, and you know, I was happy to see that the video was on YouTube and people were commenting, and I, you know, left a comment, hey, that's me in the purple shirt. And like people were asking stuff. So, and I had downloaded it before it like leaves the internet so I can like show the kids back, you know, 20 years. That was me. I was on MTV.
I was cool. That's so funny. That's awesome.
Nice. So yeah, it's kind of what's going on at this week of the weekly Warp Pipe, or the Warp Pipe Wednesday. Weekly Warp Pipes every Saturday. You can catch us 7 a.m. with new episodes, a little bit longer format. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy that. They were leaving a, I don't know if you've seen the comments on the last Warp Pipe Wednesday video, but they were all real positive. People were cool. Like, hey, it's a podcast, whatever you guys want to talk about, it's fine with us.
We're here for it.
We're here for it. So I like appreciate it. You guys figured this way we don't burn ourselves out of losing topics. This is going to be what's in the moment, what we're talking about. And I like to keep it separate where it's like if people like the weekly Warp Pipe and, you know, doing that nostalgia thing. Okay, yep. That's that show.
Right.
But if you want to hear us more, so Warp Pipe Wednesday. It's a shorter format, and we're kind of off the cuff.
That's right. You get to hang out with us and just chill, and you know, hopefully it brightens your day up, and you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, again, if you guys want to call in the show with comments or leave a voice message, that's 949-682-9277. And check out the weeklywarpipe.com for other cool stuff. You can get merch like Jay's cup right there. We got T-shirts, stickers, pins, magnets. I think that's it.
That's so, right. All the good
things. All the good things. And as always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.
Later.